Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld over the weekend said the war plan does not need changing and that there will be no delay in moving on Baghdad. But more stories are emerging to challenge that view. In yesterday's Washington Post, reporters Rick Atkinson, based in Iraq, and Tom Ricks in Washington, wrote that top army officers in Iraq now believe that they effectively need to restart the war. NPR's Alex Chadwick spoke with the Washington-based Tom Ricks.
The front page article speaks of war goals diverging, how the political need to win in Iraq before popular support in this country begins to fray, contrasts with what Atkinson and Ricks report is the military's need to resupply and secure the advances already made. Tom Ricks, you write that some officers now say this war could stretch into summer, well into summer.
Yes, they're saying on the ground in Iraq, and some are saying here as well, that you kind of need to hit the restart button on this war. They like the gains they've made in the, with these plan they went in on, but now they want to select another option in that plan and go to something that actually looks somewhat more conventional, where you have airstrikes preceding ground attacks and so on.
What exactly does the military want to do, and how long would that take?
They don't know exactly how long it would take, but before you go into any sort of battle of Baghdad, you really want to go after the Republican Guard divisions guarding Baghdad and defeat them in detail. That's a military term of art, meaning really utterly destroy them, not just find a way through them. And they're saying they want to secure the key city of Najaf because it has hostile troops in it. They've been launching attacks out of there, and they don't want this city just 25 miles behind them in their rear, potentially causing huge problems for them. And they think taking Najaf could actually take weeks.
So you're really talking about a longer campaign than we had been talking about a few days ago.
Yes, a longer campaign and something that kind of resembles the 1991 Persian Gulf War much more. While you're doing those things on the ground, like taking Najaf, you could conduct airstrikes against the Republican Guard while keeping up some pressure on the ground against them.
Of course, when people talk about the 1991 Gulf War, they think of that 5 days of military campaigning. But in fact, it was preceded by weeks and weeks of heavy bombing.
And don't forget back then that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs was a guy named Colin Powell, who, in military terms, his name is associated with the Powell Doctrine of overwhelming force. This plan going in did not follow that Powell Doctrine. In fact, at the Pentagon, they kind of rejected that as old think. That's old military think. And one of the beliefs was that they could substitute air power for ground power. And now what you're hearing from the ground in Iraq is that's not really the way they want to go now.
What would be the consequences and complications of a longer campaign?
There are real complications, and that's the problem I think that the political leadership of this country is going to have to consider. The longer the war goes inside Iraq, the greater the chance of humanitarian problems. I'm told by Ken Bacon, the head of Refugees International, that 5 or 6 weeks out, major cities in Iraq might start running out of food. The water system also will start collapsing. It's very fragile. Another problem is the longer you're engaged, the greater the risk that the Arab world will become upset. Another problem for the military is overstretch. You have Korea, which has been taking a series of actions that the United States government regards as provocative. If you have half the ground combat power of the U.S. military tied up in Mesopotamia, what kind of risk do you begin running with Korea?
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Reporter Tom Ricks, speaking with us from the newsroom of The Washington Post. He shared a byline on yesterday's article with Rick Atkinson, who's covering the war from Iraq, where he's embedded with 101st Airborne.
NPR's Alex Chadwick.